I am very thankful for the Lord leading us to Pahrump. That has changed our life.
Amen.
Because it was here that we met the Lord and accepted him into our heart personally, which I'd never known before that you had to do. I thought I knew it all because I was raised a little Catholic girl, and I learned all them prayers and said all the I'm sorry's, and I went to choir practice and to church on Sunday, and I was a good little Catholic girl. And then I went to church with my grandfather. He was a Baptist, and my grandma was a Catholic. So I went to church with him, and I'll be doggone. There's more to it.
Yes, there is.
I didn't know.
It's actually easier.
Yeah. That little baby Jesus actually is the one that was hanging on the cross in the Catholic Church. And guess what? I learned when we came here that he ain't on that cross anymore.
No, he's not. Atta girl.
That's how I found out that I had to accept him personally.
Thank you. We're glad you're here, too.
Yes. And that's... I've got more to say if you want to hear it.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Oh, Chuck says I've had enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Most of you know that my husband has had cancer for a little over 2 years. Cancer of both lungs, cancer of the esophagus, cancer of the lymph nodes. When he's been on chemo for a long time, when his lung cancer metastasized to the right lung, he was on chemo, a very strong chemo, and it was too much for him to handle, so he quit. So we did not expect him to live much longer. However, last week he had a PET scan, and he has no cancer.
Oh, yeah.
None. He still has emphysema, Parkinson's, and a major bowel obstruction that no surgeon will touch, but God is so good, and he's been so good. I also want to have a say of prayers for my grandson, who is going into the Air Force in January. He is going to a horrible place, Lackland, Texas. But I know God will be watching over him, too.
He will. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. What are you thankful for?
I want to thank everyone for your prayers and your calls and your love all the time that I've been ill. I really missed you.
So glad you could be here today.
I'm thankful. Amen. I am too.
It's so good to be here again. First of all, obviously, I want to thank God for all he's done for me. I'm so grateful for my wife who supports and walks along with me in our work. But approaching Thanksgiving, some of you know I just returned from 2.5 weeks in India, and I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for little things like electricity, roads that are paved, a refrigerator, and food to eat not only today, tomorrow, and later. The everyday things that we just take for granted that 97% of the world does not have.
Yep.
Count your blessings for living here in America.
Amen.
I do.
Thank you.
Oh. I didn't grow up as a Catholic. But I didn't know Christ. I grew up in a church. And I learned something. I shared this in my Sunday school class. Yesterday, I helped pastor with the funeral. And we sang Amazing Grace. And the second verse of Amazing Grace says, 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. And I grew up in a church that just scared me. I lived in fear for the first 16 years of my life. I was afraid that Jesus would come and he'd leave me behind. And it wasn't really until I was 16 that I found out that, and that was grace. He says in this verse, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear.
Yeah.
It was God who was telling me these 16, well, not 16 years. I probably didn't really start fearing it until I was 7, you know, when I did those naughty things. I don't know. But anyway, I heard the gospel really explained in a way that I understood when I was 16, and I believed, and that was grace, God's grace. And even today, it's the grace of God that I don't have that fear of, he has saved me.
You're thankful for that.
And I am thankful for that.
Grace.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a quick P.S. on my prayer. We, too, are so thankful for Pastor Keith and for this church,
man,
for the prayers of support, the financial support, and the support for India that you gave in October, I think it was, or whatever. Sushil Miranda, our director from India, will be at a conference with myself next month, and he'll be coming back over here. He is excited to have a chance to meet you folks, and thank you
for
the financial support you gave. I think you'll like him.
Look forward to that.
I'm thankful for trials that God gives us. My husband came back from India very, very sick, and he didn't know what was wrong. We didn't know. We thought maybe he'd eaten some bad food or whatever. And lo and behold, I took him, when he came back, I took him to the ER room and 2 a.m, and we came to find out that he had a severe case of diverticulitis. So antibiotics, you know, and I knew God would take care of him, but it was just finding out what was wrong. So I am so thankful for trials because he's in control at all times.
He is. Thank you.
I am so thankful that Vince and I decided to come to this church. We have great pastors, we have great deacons, and this church family, I feel so welcome here, and I am so thankful for this church.
We're glad you're here too.
Good morning. I'm thankful for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we are and can be one with our Father, that he calls us friend, and that the second part to John 3:16, 3:17, I guess it must be, that says he did not come to condemn us, but
that the world that we might, through
what
him,
is it?
That the world through him.
But that the world through him might be saved.
Yeah, girl.
And so I glory in the mystery of the hope that dwells in me.
Amen. Thank you. Well said.
I'm thankful for coming to church here. I came to Pahrump in 93, and in 2006, my first wife passed away. And that's when I started coming to church here. And I remember one day, about a year after that, I was in the office, the small building over here, the old office. And you were there, and Pastor Keith, and I accepted the Lord there. And I've been coming here ever since. I thank you.
We're glad you're here.
I'm really thankful for friends, because this community, basically a retirement community, a lot of us are away from our family, and friends become our family, and I'm just very grateful for that.
You definitely want to be a family. Thank you.
We have been coming about a year here now, and we're so grateful for your love, for your friendship. I'm a weeper, I'm sorry. It's just good to be one of God's children, to be associated with other Christians, to have a niece who has accepted the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Okay, this is going to sound funny, but it's from my heart, and I'm. This is just something I am thankful for. I am thankful for peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
No. I'm serious. I'm really serious. Those are. That is my passion for food. That is what I enjoy the most when I eat. And I'm just really thankful that somebody somewhere invented peanut butter and jelly. Without it, I would, without it, I would seriously go hungry. So I am thankful for peanut butter and jelly.
Thank you for that.
I'm just thankful that God and my family love me in spite of me.
Amen, don't we all? Thank you.
Hi, I am thankful that God provides a season for every aspect of our lives, and I am so thankful this Thanksgiving to have my family close, from 4 months old all the way to my grandmother, who's 96. And so we are very thankful for each season that He provides, and I am so thankful for the current season I am in. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am thankful for that my family is near me at all times and that God is here, and I want Him to watch over my Granny Joe, who is 96 years old, and I want Him to watch over this Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Well expressed. What are you grateful for?
I'll try to make it short and sweet. One thing I will say, I lived in a home with an alcoholic, and I had a Christian grandmother that encouraged my mom with 8 of us kids. And if it wouldn't have been for that, I would not have found the Lord. I don't know where my life would have been. And I want to thank the Lord for sending the love of my life to Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Leo was in the Air Force, and he did an 80-mile flip on a Harley and was sent there to specialists. And I went with my sister Irene to go visit her fiancé, and Leo was in the room. And that's how I met Leo. We got married 6 weeks later. And on the 26th, coming up, it'll be 53 years. Right. And that was only through the Lord. And it's been a great journey. We have 2 wonderful kids. Thank you.
Thank you.
Through a great loss, I was attracted to this church. And coming to this church, I found Jesus Christ, which was a wonderful blessing and filled my heart with great love and a great yearning to learn more and more about Jesus. And with Pastor Keith as the leader and the teacher, and Kim, they helped to find Jesus. And when I found Him, I also found wonderful love of my life, Charlie. And we have a great life, and we've been married almost 10 years in April.
Yeah.
And so I'm just a very happy lady, and I'm really thankful to be here with all my family.
Back. I'm glad you're here.
I'm very thankful for the church family that I have. I've been raised in this church, and I've been blessed enough to raise my 3 kids in this church. I'm thankful for my new career path that God has blessed me with, and I'm very thankful with my mom, who's always been there to help me with my kids, and the family and friends that I have here in the church. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, for the salvation. And in this year, through the teachings from the pastors and doing personal studies at home, I realized even more about God's grace and how wonderful this salvation is in spite of ourselves. And for many years, you know, I condemned myself more because of a previous church we went to. But being here has relieved all that. And God continually works. And though we are saved by grace and nothing to do with ourselves, that also doesn't give us a right to continue in sin. Paul said, may it never be. So we continue to strive for godliness and everything. But salvation, knowing it's nothing to do with me, is wonderful. And we went through a very trying year this year. God is faithful. And I'm grateful also for the trials, because the trials strip us of ourselves and lets Jesus shine through us even more.
Thank you. God is good. In how many ways?
I am really thankful for the 66 books of the Bible and those 40 authors that the Holy Spirit has revealed that Jesus is alive.
Hey girl, thank you.
I am really thankful for the upcoming Christmas season, because I never knew what Christmas was about till I was 39 years old. And I'd lost both my parents and was kind of at the end of my rope and not knowing and thinking I was alone, you know, going to be alone the rest of my life. And my husband told me about who that little manger, what that was about under my tree, that I had no idea. So it's at Christmas. It was that Christmas tree and that manger. And I'm just thankful that we have that. And that I had a husband to plant that seed and start taking me to church. And he kept us together through that. And, you know, we dedicated our lives to the Lord and he blessed us with children. We weren't able to have children, either one of us. We were told that for life. And God had a different plan. So my blessings, I'm just so thankful for my family and for Christmas.
That was their child that was doing the singing earlier. Thank you.
I just want to say on my part that I'm really thankful for Roy Bell, because when I first came here, as far as the church body itself, he was very inspirational as far as presenting himself in a very, very positive way and a very loving way that brought us to feel very, very comfortable in this church. As time went along, naturally, there's others within the church body that took over that along with him and started just spreading the love that we have amongst each other. So I have been very thankful for him and his wonderful wife and for their dedication to this church. He puts in a lot of effort continuously, and I just love him. He's an inspiration to me. I thank you for that.
I do love you.
I have a lot of love for this whole church, for my Lord, my wife, my kids. I love them all. Thank you.
God is good. So I didn't do this first service. How many of you found the Lord here? Pretty good number. He's been active here through the years in bringing us to know him. I learned of Christ here in this church as well 35 years ago. So we are, you know, we echo much of what has been said about what God has done in us here. So thank you.
I'm not very good at this, but I am very, very thankful for God's presence. Always, always. Tomorrow is my birthday. I'm going to be half century old. There is no shame on that. But I started my life in Brazil, and my mom was a Christian. And and I can see God's plan and provision. All that I have needed, His hand has provided.
Amen.
And I would never, never imagine that I'll end up here in the desert, and I would meet a wonderful man and build a life here, and know that God is everywhere. And they say here that the only two things for sure is tax and death. And I don't think it's that. I think it's God's presence and salvation. That's the only thing that I have for sure in my life.
There you go.
So I'm very, very thankful for God's plan and that brought us all here together today.
Thank you.
I will just say I'm very grateful for my aunt and uncle in lots of different ways. But my Annie Lee has lost two sisters, and one was my mom. But I'm confident that the most recent sister or aunt is in heaven with great thanks from my Aunt Elaine. And I also get a lot of strength from her to be able to bring Aunt Sharon to the Lord.
Good.
So I'm grateful for knowing that I'll see all of my family, mom, dad, sister, the whole family, everybody, again, whenever I get my day. So just extremely grateful for every trial and tribulation, and to know that it's really a blessing from God that He gives us those so that we can help others and so that we can be strong for others also. So happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Well done. Lord, we are grateful. And that gratitude runs the gamut from You thinking about us before time began, before You created the world, having us in mind for salvation, pursuing us, letting us understand spiritual truths, realizing that You died on the cross, and then growing in our faith until we can comprehend at some level Your affection toward us, as was in the song, understanding that every good and perfect gift comes from You, that every undesirable thing that happens in our lives is used by You to help us to grow, to help us to see You, to strengthen us, to help us to realize the blessings that we do have, to the folks around us, our family and friends and church, as mentioned many times. You are such a good provider. You are such a perfect representation of what is good and what is a father figure. You are absolutely worthy of our praise, and absolutely worthy. I mean, completely worth more than we can even think, more and more and more. So, Lord, I pray for us as we are going about our lives, that we would exude that gratitude in our faces, in our words, publicly and privately, that we would continually be thanking You for all of the things on our plate, as was expressed, that constantly we would be rethanking You for the things we already have, and realizing that You pay such close attention to us as individuals, and yet You run the cosmos, You run everything, and yet we are in Your focus all the time. You are always present. You are always ministering to us. You are always continually watching over us and taking us in and through and out of things that You have designed specifically for us. Thank you for that. We again pray for Pastor Keith, that you would heal him quickly. And we pray, Lord, that as he hears these testimonies, he would be blessed. We pray that everyone that would hear them on the internet would be blessed and remember how thankful they are. We praise you, Lord, because you are good. We thank you because you meet everything in our lives. And as John said, we love you because you first loved us. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to love you more and more and more. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.